Okay, we're going to start the Gemara. The Gemara deals with now why the Mishnah mentioned a precise number. Shloshim v'sheish krisis patur. So the Gemara says like this. Minyan Lomali, why did the Mishnah list a number? Number one, Rashi points out when the Gemara says Minyan Shloshim V'Sheish. We'll get back to that Rashi, but obviously Shloshim V'Sheish, that's what the Mishnah says. Why did Rashi have to repeat again the Shloshim V'Sheish? We'll get back to this. Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Shemason Kulon Bahalamachas Hayev Al Kolachas Vachas. The Mishnah is telling us a Chiddush. The Chiddush is, as we went into in great detail last week, the concept of a Kolben Chatos comes for Shkogah, comes when you make when you're a Shogeg. And the Shkogah actually is what triggers the obligation of a Kolben Chatos. So if somebody has multiple Shkogahs, they're chay of multiple Chatois, even if it's one Averik. Right? If somebody forgot again, remembered each time, each forgetting, they did the duplicate chet, the chayiv a separate chatas for each time, because each time is considered a separate shgoga. They had one forgetting, and they did one avera, the chayiv for one chatas, even if they did 20 times the same avera. But if it was one forgetting, a person was nis'alam, that is an isra of chaylev. And they had in 1 week, they had 100 kazesim of chaylev. They're only going to be chayv, one chatas. So the Gemara is saying, you may think that if somebody had one massive shkoga, forgot about everything. You didn't know about anything. All the lamed vav, all the 36 kars, krisus, and he did all of them, should be chayv only one chatas. That's the Gemara's havamina. Again, that further feeds the whole Yisoy that we spoke about last week. The problem is, we'll see, it's not so simple. Not so, it sounds okay. It's not so simple. The Gemara says, okay, so you got me here. What about Hotot Nanavis Melochas Choso Mem Choso Achas? Lomali? By the Shabbos, it says there's 39 Melochas. Again, it lists the number. Shem Ason Kulam Bahalamachas Chayaval Kolachas Vachas. Again. If you did all 39 malachas, you have to bring a separate chatas for each one. Suaditnan dalud mechusve kaporah minyan alamali. There are four people that bring a carbon. Mechusve kaporah means you're not bringing for a chet, you're bringing to be roy to eat kachim. Right? You have to bring a carbon in order to be able to eat kachim. So also it lists a number four. Lafukim Debeleza by Yaakov, Tomer Hehavi. He says there's actually five to the group, and he adds a ger. The Tanya Debeleza by Yaakov, Oimer, ger, Mechusa Kaporo, Ach Yizrek, all of us are down. Till you spritz the blood on the ger, he can't eat Kutchim. Aochi Tony Dalit. Okay, but then we more lists other cases. Dalit Mavin Shkoga, Alazodin Kishkoga. It says there are four that bring a carbon even if they're amazing minyan alamali. Afukin Rav Shimon. Shimon says that Shavuos Pikot Loi Nitnas Daniel Lekapor. Alchi Tani Dalat. Was it not Heim Avi and Korban Alvarez Havim Minyan Alamali? Mishun Dukubay Lemithi Seif. It's coming to talk about, to bring down the Seifa on Nozir. Im Nitmo Tumus Harbe. If a Nozir became Tomei multiple times, he only brings one carbon. Now what's the Chiddush? Obviously if a Nozer becomes Tomei and then within the week he becomes Tomei again, it's not even multiple Tumas. It's one long Tumah. Right? Just like if he touched the mace 20 times, it's not more Tomei than he was. So the Mishnah said, the Gemara says, Mishkachas lo, ki goin de itmi b'shvi v'chaz of an itmi b'shvi. The way it works by a Nozer is if he becomes Tomei, he has a 7-day break where he has to become Torah. The 8th day, he brings korbanos. But the 7th day, he goes through the taglachas process. He cuts his hair, and there's a restart. There's a machloikis tanoim. if the new Naziris doesn't kick in until the eighth day? Or does the new Naziris kick in as soon as he becomes Tor from the old Tumah? Now obviously, if the new Naziris doesn't kick in until the eighth day, so then there's no Chiddush that he only brings one Korban, because he's still in the old Naziris. It's like one long Tumah. If the new Naziris kicks in on day 7, then there would be a Chiddush to say that he waits now another 7 days and he brings one Korban for both Tumas. So the Gemara says that's the Chiddush. Mani Rabbi Yosi bar Yehudi, the Omer Naziris the Tahara min Shvi the Chayil Alei. The Tamer Rebbe, even the Naziris the Tahara at Shmini loy Chayil Alei, since the Naziris of Tahara doesn't start until the 8th, then it's not possible. If he was Nitma Bezayin, because of a Nitma Bezayin, it's Kulachada Tumarichti, it's one long Tumah. If he did Nitma Beches, and if he became Tumah on the eighth day, because of a Nitma Beches, it's two different, then it's two Naziris. Kivan Sheyotza Beshah Sharivu Kol, Chayim Bokal Achaswa. Shmami Rebbe Yisi Bay Yehudi. My Rebbe Yisi Bay Yehudi. It says, Vekidish is Rosh Bayer Mahu, to start the new Naziris. One says, "Biyem avos kabanois of divrei Rabbi, Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, and Rabbi Yom Taglachta." Okay, and the Gemara goes on. We'll get through the other cases of Gemara. There's a very, very big problem on the approach that the Gemara is taking. The Gemara is taking an approach here, and then we're making other similarities. But the Gemara is taking an approach here that the reason why the Tana had to give us a number was to tell us a chiddush. Has to be a chiddush. A chiddush in the number. And each one of these cases is that way. It's a chiddush in the number. The number is coming to tell you a chiddush. So the Gemara is ultimately saying, what is the chiddush here? The chiddush is that even though you had one shgoga, you had one forgetting, but since the forgetting was on many averis, so you chayiv for each one separately. Okay? Meaning that if not for that, if the Mishnah would have just listed the krisis, we would have said you could bring one chatas for all of the averis, provided that you had one forget. That's the approach the Gemara is taking. Problem we have is very simple. There's a rule in the Masechta that if you have gufan chalukas, we said it's clear that if somebody didn't know he's allowed to eat chalav, he didn't know there was an Isra to eat chalev, and he ate 100 kazesim of chalev, he's only chayiv one chatas, because he didn't have separate forgetting. You're bringing a chatas for the shkoga, since you had one shkoga. What would be the halacha if somebody didn't know that he's not allowed to have relations with his sister? And he had 6 sisters, and he lived with each one of his sisters. 6 sisters. What's the halacha? The halacha is chayiv 6 korbanos. He's chayiv 6 krisis. Why? Because each body, each individual, is a mechalek. It's considered that you got engaged in a new chet. A new chet. And therefore, you chayiv for each one separately. Even though it's one avera meaning one type of avera, it's avera of achoisei, and it's one forgetting. Wasn't multiple forgettings. But the fact that they're separate entity, each body is a separate goof, so that's the case of goof and chalukas, the chayiv for each one separate. Now, in the Havamina here of the Gemara, that the Gemara says that you'd be chayiv, if not for the Mishnah listing 36, we would say if you did all of these in the Mishnah, in one forgetting, be chayiv one. What do you mean? There's no association. There's gufan chalukas, there's averis chalukas, there's no association whatsoever. Why do I need the Mishnah to say 36 to tell me this chiddush? It's poshut. It's aleph beis. It's aleph beis. And the Gemara is clearly saying that if the Mishnah wouldn't have said it, we wouldn't know this. Now, so there are two approaches how to learn the Gemara. One approach is, the Gemara knew what I'm saying. Of course you have to be chayiv. The Gemara meant there are groups. Like when we read the Mishnah, We had groups, right? We had the first part of the Mishnah, which was Arayas. That's one group. Okay? Then we had a part of the Mishnah, Kotshim, right? You go to the Beis HaMikdash Petuma, you eat Petuma's Kotshim. Then we had people that do Avodah Zorah, or witchcraft, or Yidoni. That's also a group. If you look in the Rambam, right, each one of these groups is found in a different sefer. Right? Hilchos Avodas Kochavim has Avodah Zorah, and witchcraft, and all that stuff. Kotshim has all the Korbanos-related stuff. Isur Ebia has all the Arayas. Right? So I would understand if what Rabbi Yochanan is telling us here in the Mishnah is that if the Tana wouldn't have said 36, I would have broken the Mishnah up to categories. And I would have said, okay, if you do all of these 15, Chayiv one Chatas. If you made one, forget them. Because they all have a rim, they all have a frame around them. They're Arayas. Yeah? If you did all of the Avodah Zorah stuff, Chayiv one. I understand that. Shayach, you could say it's one, but this is a very broad Mishnah that includes Kol HaTerakulah. How could there be a Havamina that you bring one Chatas? It's Gufan Chalukas, it's Averis Chalukas, it's everything Chalukas. There's nothing, it's not even like you could say it's one forgetting. What do you mean, what is one forgetting? It's separate, completely separate departments. No Shayach. The Gemara continues and the Gemara makes a dimion to Lamates Malachas. Okay, there I understand. In fact, by the Lamates Malachas, it's very logical that you should be chayv only one. Because it's Chil Shabbos. It's different expressions of Chil Shabbos. It's Chil Shabbos. So there it makes sense. If somebody cooked, and he grinded, and he selected, and he was Mechal Shabbos. And ultimately, what he forgot was that you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Okay, fine. But here, what's the Shaychus? What's the connection? So the problem I have is like this. This is such a big problem that I would say that really that the Gemara doesn't even have such a Havamina. Taka, even when the Gemara says Shamason Kulam Bahalam Achas, Chayiv, Al-Kol Achas Ma'achas, the Gemara Taka means groups. The Gemara doesn't mean that I would have thought that you could do all 36 and you'll be chayiv one. And I need the Mishnah to tell me not like that. I need the Mishnah to tell me that within the groups, you may think that each group has its own. Now this is not my dream. This is the Oruch Haner's dream. The Oruch Haner says it. I'll tell you why I'm calling it a dream, but the Oruch Haner says it that way. The Oruch Haner is medayek from Rashi in Meseches Makas, that we're talking about a group. Now, if you go down to towards the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara learns out the din of Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says, Minolan. If you go further down, the Gemara says as follows. Omar Mar. You got it, the first letter on the line, that there's a little hey. Omar Mar. Shemason kulam b'halamachas chayiv al kolachas vachas. The Gemara says bishloima potter legamri lematzasamid. I understand why you're not potter because it says the chesiv kolash yasam mikol toves elu v'nichrasu. Eloima says the Gemara ovar chodo nechayiv chodo. If you did one, bring one. Ovar kulu b'halamachas ain't chayiv alachas. How do we know this chiddush? Where does it say it in the Torah? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, lekach yotza chores ba'achoisei lechalek. That's why, if you look in the pasuk, by a sister, it says chores again. It's coming to teach you that you chayev for each one separately. Okay? Now, so just from the Gemara itself, I would say, very similar, and as you read the next couple lines, it fits. The Havamina would have been that for all the arayas, you chayev one. There was never a Havamina that if somebody lived with his sister and he went into the Beis HaMikdash Betumin and he bowed down to Avodah Zorah, that he bring one chatas. The Havamina was all the Arayas one. Now, I'll read you the Oruch Haner. The Oruch Haner says as follows. Matzorich lashmiyenu. The chayiv al kol achas v'achas, says the Aruch Lener. Why would I need the Mishnah to tell you a chiddush that you're not chayiv on each one separately? Loitzorich rak mishum d'chsiv koris echos akol arayas. The arayas have one koris. You may think if you do all the arayas in one shot, in one forgetting, you're chayiv one. That's what he says to the Aruch Lener. Kimoy shekosav rashi b'meseches makas. He says, Arias is one group, and it's even better than one group. It's one group and one chorus. So there you would think, if you did all of them in one shot, you chayiv one. But Avad, if you did separate Averis in the Torah, what is a separate chorus, of course you chayiv each one separate. That's what the Aruch Lener says. And he bases it on Rashi. If you look, we have in the Ma'am HaKoymas here, the Rashi, Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph, the underlined Rashi. And he builds everything on this Rashi. Because Rashi states, L'chalek. Rashi says, what's L'chalek? Says Rashi, L'fi she'klal kol arayis be'kolal kol arayis be'koris achas. Since it says one chorus, ho yisi oimer ason kulon b'halam achare nechai v'lachas. L'kach yotza koris ba'achoyse l'chalek davidova shebechlau v'yotza min haklau olamed lo'y l'olamed al atzmoy. It's not coming just to teach you on itself, but it's coming to teach you in maso, in chavoyseo lo'y l'olamed al atzmoy yotza l'olamed al maklau kulo yotza ma'achoyse miyuchedi she'yev v'chayov n'olol b'fnei atzmo avkol she'yev v'chayov n'olol b'fnei atzmo. So Rashi limits the drosha tarayas. Rashi limits the tarayas. Okay. So the Aruch Lener is now taking this Rashi and he's saying that that's the pshat in our Gemara. Our Gemara never had a havamina that you, if you did all the things in the Mishnah, you'd only be chayav one karas. Our Gemara thought if you do all the arayas, they are clearly one group, one karas. So there you would think that's why we need it. Now, although he says it that way, if you turn to the back, first I'll show you Rashi also. He's going in Rashi. If you turn to the back, immediately after the Masechta, you have the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos. And you will see clearly that the Rambam doesn't learn that way. What? Well, now we have a puzzle. What do you mean, after the puzzle? Well, first let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos says, what's the reason why we did this? So this is by the first period in the Rambam. If you go down about whatever it is, 10, 12 lines, you'll see the Rambam says, V'hatoelas. What is the point? B'masha omar shloishim v'sheish. That he said 36. Minyonim yadua. Loidionu. Sheho'oise me'elu averes harbe b'halamachas chayev al kol echad v'echad chatas al kol shkogo v'shkogo. The Rambam is very clear. It's not dafkan harayas. It's on any of them. You may think if you do many of these averes, you'd only be chayiv one chatas. So the Rambam is clear. In the Ma'amar Koymas, we also brought down the Rambam's lashon in Shkogas, Hilchos Shkogas. The Rambam over there states, he's really, what he's coming to do is basically say over our Gemara. The Rambam says, Ho'oiseh averos harbe. Right? So according to the Aruch Lener, it's just that small group. The Chiddush is only the small group of Arayas. That's the Chiddush. The other ones is not a Chiddush. Right? Now look at the Rambam's Lashon. Says the Rambam, Afilu also hasholosh v'arboim elu shemoninu. The Rambam counted 43. Even if you did all 43, be'elam achad, maybe Shaloi Shvarboim Chatois. So the Rambam is black and white. not like the Aruch Lener. The Rambam holds that there's a chiddush here that even if you did these 36 or 43 different averes, still only bring one chatas. Right? So it goes back to our gaping question, which is, what's the Hava meaning? What's the Hava meaning? No, absolutely not. Nobody could learn like that. Nobody could learn like that. Nobody learns like that. The question is, why did the Mishnah even bother saying a number? And the answer is because within this number, there's a group that I would think you'd be chayv one chatas. So therefore, we gave a number to the group. But it's only because within the group, within the minyan, there's a group. But again, we see clearly the Rambam learns not like him. Now, but he's saying his pshat and Rashi. And I'll explain to you why, what we do with that Rashi. That's really an isolated Rashi. The Rashi that he's bringing. If you look at Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, the beginning of the two dots, Habo al Azochar, the Gemara has an interesting question. And Rashi is bothered by the Gemara's question. The Gemara wants to know, why did the Mishnah hop on 36 when it's impossible for anybody to have 36 cars? Because within this list, you have Habo al Azocha. That's only Shaykh by a male. Habo al Azocha is only Shaykh by a male. And then you have the case where the behemoth is born on the person. It's only Shaykh by an Akeva. The Gemara goes back and forth. So Rashi is bothered. Obviously, he doesn't say it. Rashi is bothered. What makes the Gemara say that we're talking about one person? What's the Havamin of the Gemara? The Gemara is bothered. Are we talking about a male? Is the Mishnah talking to a male or a female? If it's a male, you can't have all the cases in the Mishnah. And if it's a female, you can't have all the cases in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking to Klal Yisrael. What's the Gemara's problem? But this is what the Gemara asks. Look at the Gemara. Tana b'maikra choshev. What's the Tana counting? Ibe gavre, if we're talking about male, dal isha nirvas, then you have to scratch out isha nirvas. It's not possible by a gavre. Ubotzvel achodah. You're missing one. Ibe noshika choshev, dal min hon abal azochav abayema. Ubotzvel lo tante. Then you're missing two. So the Gemara is bothered that the magic number 36 is not possible in one person. Okay. So what's the problem? Who says we're talking about one person? So I believe Rashi was bothered with this kasha. Look at Rashi. Rashi says as follows. Tana mai kochoshev. Says Rashi, michti. And he refers to our Gemara. Michti. Amoron le'el, we said before, Minyono Mahochios, so the reason why the Mishnah gave him minyan was Shemason Kulam. Heron Ashkechon, the Shloishim, the Abachatois, Bechat. What some of the gifts are Shloishim, the Shem. How do you ever have all the chorus in one person? What's she talking about? I thought the Aruch Lener said that the reason why the Mishnah had the number wasn't to tell you anything about the 36. He was to tell you about this little group. It's the little group. Right? That's what the Aruch Lener told us. The Aruch Lener said, we had no Havamina that if you did all 36, that you'd be Chayiv one. We had no such Havamina. So the Mishnah, the only reason why the Mishnah said, like I just told Mishael, the reason why the Mishnah said a number 36 was to tell you about this group, this little group of Arayas. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara says, who are we talking about? Male, female? Either way, we're missing the 36 number. So Rashi says, why do we need the magic 36 number? So Rashi says, because the reason why we picked the number was to tell you that you chayev so many chatois. Right? According to Aruch Lener, it's not negeh. According to Aruch Lener, we didn't say 36 to say 36 kares. We said 36 to teach us that within this number of 36, there's a group that you may think. There's no even magic number at all. According to Aruch Lener, there is no magic number. The reason why the Tana picked the number was to tell us that if you're going to come in this Mishnah, you're going to meet a group that looks like they're connected, you should know you're chayef for each one separate. So we don't have to now find the magic number 36. So what I'm telling you is that Rashi himself, Baruch Haner, is trying to go and say a pshat Rashi. And Rashi himself, it says not like that. Rashi himself says that we need to find that all of these together, you only chai, it would be possible to think you'd be chai of one. So this is a significant issue in trying to get a handle on our sugya, and what's going on. No, why would we care? Once we know that the number 36 is Lav Dafke, and the only reason why the Tana picked the number 36 was to tell you that should you meet up in a group that you think they could be multiple Averis in one Chatas, that's all I need. And that's why I have that. So this is a very significant... For some reason, there's not a lot of talk about this in the Rishayim and Achronim, but this is a very significant problem to understand our sugya. And the easy way out is like the Aruch Lener, but it doesn't work. It doesn't work not in the Rambam and not in Rashi. And Rashi is not just over here. I gave you an example. We could spend the next hour going through different sugyas in Nida, in Makkos itself. The Aruch Lener is being Madaik in Rashi on Daf Yudalit. If you look at Rashi and Daf Yud Gimel in the Mishnah, they were in awakening. Rashi's like over here, all 36. So this is a significant pshat problem how to understand our sugya, and it's very fundamental. Fundamental point. Okay. So we'll try to get clarity in this nakuda. Now, like I said, the actual Hemshech Gemara allows the Aruch Lener's pshat, because the Hemshech Gemara talks about the Arayach. So from the Gemara itself, we could have learned that way. If we look on Daf Ches, and I ask, yes, I see, of course, Naftali doesn't miss a beat. You got it. If we look at the Mishnah on Daf Ches, the Mishnah talks about a woman that has given birth multiple times. Okay? So now, the question is, how many korbanos, how many chatos and yuledes, oilos yuledes, does the woman have to bring? Right? So we're going to go into this when we get to the sugya. This is a very fascinating sugya. But I'm just going to bring out one nakuda that's important to understand our sugya. So the Mishnah reads as follows. You have a woman, sheyesh oleha, suffik hei ledos for suffik hei zivos. A woman here has a suffik. In other words, this is common. A woman could have a miscarriage, and we don't know if what she miscarried was a vlad. Right? She miscarried a mass, and we don't know if it was a vlad or not. So now, the question is, if this happened multiple times, how many korbanos does she have to bring for the multiple times that this happened? So the Mishnah says as follows. Mevi'a korban acha. She brings one korban for chelos bizvachim. She could already eat kachim. Ve'ein ashar aleho chayv. And she doesn't have to bring any more korbanos. One korban, that's it. The second thing the Mishnah says, but what happens if the woman had Hey zivos vadois, hey ladies. She had vadai births or vadai tume. Mevi'a korban echad ve'chelas bekotchim. Va'ashar alechad. This is very, very difficult thing the Mishnah says. Mishnah basically tells us like this. One din of the Mishnah is that if a woman had a bunch of multiple births, each one not a birth, we don't know if it was a birth, right? Multiple miscarriages. So she brings one korban, and that's enough. She doesn't have to bring anything more. If she had five definitive ladies, then she has to bring five. But once she brings one, she could already She can eat karbon, kachim. She's not a mechusa kapar anymore. She's not held back anymore. Once she brought one carbon, she could go in Beis HaMikdash. She could do everything. The rest, she's still obligated to bring the rest. Right? So the Briska Rav, Chedushi Agriz, in Hilchos Mechusrei Kapara, he's bothered with this situation. Because if, by the other case, where a woman has a Suffolk birth, so there we could say, okay, the Torah, we learn how to Psukim, Torah only obligates her to bring one. But if she's chayiv to bring five, why could she eat kachim after one? She shouldn't be allowed to eat kachim after one. She should have to wait till she brings all her kabbalas. What? She doesn't stay in mechusa kapara. The halacha is that she brings one carbon, she's already allowed to eat kachim, she's not a mechusa kapara anymore. You understand? These kabbalas, what?
Does she bring the other ones?
That's part of the Briska Rav is working on. She has a chiyuv to bring them. The Mishnah says, Hashar Aleho Choyva. She has to bring it. So the Briska Rav is bothered. If she has a chiyuv carbon, so why isn't she a mechusa kapara? It doesn't drive. By a suffix, we understand. The whole obligation is one. But if she has five births, and she has five korbanos that she's obligated to bring, why isn't she called prior to each one mechusa kapara? This girl's got. Now, I'll tell you another very difficult sugya. The sugya found in Maseches Kedushin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara there talks about a woman who dies nebuch. She has a baby. She brings a korban mechatos and she dies. Right? So the Gemara talks about the Yerushim have to bring the rest of the korban, the korban oil. If you hold there's a shibud, if you hold that the Yerushim, the inheritors of the estate, they take on the obligations of the deceased. So now they have a chiyuv to go and pay for the to bring the korban. So everybody asks, what do you mean? But the woman is dead. How could it be an obligation if the woman's dead? What obligation is there? There's no mitzvah. She's pater from mitzvah. She died. What are they doing? They're bringing a korban for somebody who's dead. What does that mean? I understand the Gemara says, monetary issue makes sense by monetary obligations. If somebody has a debt, they owe $1,000 and they die, so you could say the monetary obligation falls onto the money. Okay? But it's a mitzvah. Korban is the chamitzvah. So if the person dies, so the obligation dies with it. What's the shayach that the Yerushim should have if it's an obligation to do that? What? So the answer, my friends, is very simple. The answer is like this. Every korban has a tafkid, has a function. Every korban. Right? Some korbanos, the function is very, very clear. Clear function. You have a kol mechatas. So kol mechatas is there to mechaper on the chorus. Chiv chorus b'shegig that you did. Mechaper takes care. Somebody ate chelev b'shegig. So they have that on their shoulders. Now they bring a kol mechatas and it takes care of the debt. They become, some korbanos are fuzzy, a carbon oil, yeah? So it's a durin, it's a present. It's meratzah if you didn't do a mitzvah. Bidla say, or it's meratzah on a machshav arah, hirurman. Every carbon has a tafkid, a ritzi of that carbon. Right? That's one function of every carbon. Right? Now, the other end of the carbon is that the carbon is also an obligation. It's like a debt. Just like somebody owes $1,000, they owe a debt to Hekdesh. It's like a debt. Now they owe that to Hekdesh. They owe Hekdesh that debt of the korban. Right? Even now at this point, even if that debt would not cause a ritzah, they'd still have to bring it. That's why the Gemara says that if the woman could die already, but if she was obligated to bring a korban oil, and she dies and she leaves over property, there's a debt, there's an outstanding debt to Hekdesh. Not an outstanding mitzvah. She's dead. There's no more mitzvah. Mitzvah's gone. There's an outstanding debt that's owed to Hekdesh. And now the Yoshim have to bring that korban oila not on behalf of her. Not on behalf of her. On behalf of the debt. on behalf of the debt, that's an objective debt on the property, the Yoshim have to bring that. The Gemara holds Shibudu Deraisa. The Gemara says, if you hold Shibudu Deraisa, that's where the Gemara is going. If you hold Shibudu Derabbanan, not. But if you hold Shibudu Deraisa, then yes. That's that sugi. Give me a little bit. What do you mean? They have? No, not necessarily. They bring the korban because they have to give, they have to pay back the chayv. Just like when they go over her books, they say, okay, she owes $1,000 to Moshe Berel, and she owes a korban to Hagdish. And that's what we got to take care of. We're taking the property. We got to clear the debt. We have to clear the debt. Now, by kotshin, if somebody, by a mukhas kapara, a woman has a baby, what is the tafkid of the korban? The tafkid of the korban, what the korban does for her is it allows her to eat kotshin. Okay? That's besides for the debt. The debt doesn't have to have a tafkid. The debt is an obligation. And it doesn't get taken care of till the obligation is satisfied. There's a tafkid. Now, that piece, the fact that this allows her to eat kotshin, right? That's like a mikveh. But she brings a korban, it's like she went to the mikveh, now she can eat kotshin. But it's not enough, she doesn't just go to the mikveh, she has to bring a korban to her. Now, if a person has 1,000 tumas on their body, yeah? They touch the sheretz, they did it. 1,000 different tumas. They go into a mikveh, they become tall. The guy's a Baal Keri 1,000 times. He goes into the mikveh. He becomes tall. Right? It's done. That's what the Gemara is saying on Daf Ches. And that's how the Pesuk Rav understands the Gemara. Once you bring one korban for this woman that had 5, 6, 10, doesn't matter how many ladies, she's tall. She's tall. She can eat kotshin. It's like she went to the mikveh. But there is still outstanding debt to Hekdesh. And that's what it means. Vashar olel choyva. That's what the words mean. Vashar olel choyva. She became clean. Her slate got clean. But there's still outstanding debt. Because every time she experienced a birth, she became obligated. She got a debt. So she could go to the mikveh once. But the debt has to be paid back. That's the point. The debt has to be paid back. And that's the concept. Now, because the Torah required by the Mechusrei Kapara that part of your cleansing process is going to the mikveh and getting a korban. The point is that the korban is acting in conjunction with the tahara process. And in the tahara process, redundant acts don't do anything. In other words, you bring the same carbon 5 times, like going to the mikveh 5 times. So in the carbon's function as completing the tahara for the woman, the redundancy of the carbon doesn't do anything. So go down to the mikveh again, go nachamol. It's not doing anything. You follow what I'm saying? In the carbon is wearing 2 hats. It's a debt and it's also helping out the tahara. In its tahara factor, it did it. Now you go down again, you're not doing anything, and that in its function as a matayer, it's not doing anything. That's why the Mishnah says she can eat kotshim, because she's tahar, but there's still an outstanding debt. There are 4 more korbanos that are owed monetarily to Hekdesh. Now, when you come to a korban chatas, okay, where we what our Mishnah is talking about, there are also 2 ways to look at it. You can look at it like you have an outstanding debt. For each time you ate chalev, you have an outstanding debt. And the carbon cleanses your karas, exactly. Your karas b'shege. It's not really regular karas. So now, you could say very simple. Does this Mishnah have the same maila that the Mishnah on Daf Ches has? If you brought 1 chatas, for all these things, are you cleansed? There's no havamina. that now you're potter, you can go and you don't have to deal with Hekdesh anymore. No, you're a Baal Chayv. But maybe you potted up your chorus, you're clean. That is the Hava Mina. There's no Hava Mina. And in that sense, as a cleanser, there'll be a Hava Mina, just like if you bring one carbon, it cleanses the tumor, all the tumor. Right? The tumor is gone. You still owe. Same thing over here. Maybe Ashar Ole Choyva, that's all. That's because over here, because by every carbon that you chayiv, I'm explaining to you, there are two functions. There is one that the carbon is a cleanser, and there's another function that you owe money, you owe a debt, you owe this carbon, you gotta give this carbon to Hekdesh, even if you already are clean.
The man not committed in our Mishnah.
What do you mean?
Over there is a not committed. She could be clutching. What's a not committed over here?
As far as what?
As far as anything. The man not committed, what are you hiding?
Does she have a cup? Does she have a kapora?
Over there.
No.
Over here. What's the difference?
Does she have a kapora?
At the end of the day, you have to be on the korbanos anyway. Practically, there's no difference.
What do you mean? Exactly. Gevaldik, the president is saying good. I guess the week off the vacation was good. I told Chesky, you know, you normally don't take off on your inauguration. This week was the inauguration, but I see it worked. You have a kapara. The guy does. He has a kapara. We'll see many chilukim anyway that I have, because this is going to be reverse lamdas too. Now that we know that, the yoshim don't bring a chatas for you. Chatas only comes where it's doing both, not where it's doing just a debt. But anyway, but al kuponim, so that is the havamina of our Gemara. Our Gemara never had a havamina that you shouldn't owe Hekdesh, that your chatas goes off. That's no havamina. As a cleanser, you may think, Shani, does it? But. Exactly. A chatas, v'nilso olov lechaper olov. The Torah says that the chatas comes to be mechaper, to atone for you. To atone for an avera. Who says? How do you know that? Rav Yechon says, we don't know that. You're saying you know that. So the Gemara actually says, we know an emilia. How do you know that? Yeah. Why not? Who says not? Why can't one chatas address five others? Just like a mikveh can address many tumors. As if Daniel says, it actually does by a tinnitus, but that's something else. That's it. It's exactly the way the carbon of a ger works too. A ger is a mechusa kapara. He brings one carbon for all the things that he did. The rash brings down all the things al's goy. It's a new start. The carbon is a cleanser. Who says? You're very used to thinking that one chatas can only take care of one. Who says? That's the chiddush. We were asking somebody else. We were asking, we know from an obligation level that they're separate obligations. So how, the Torah says, that obligation, you're right. The obligation would be there. But the kapara would be mechapa. What? No, because if it's not be'alamachat, you already became, this is a critical point, you already became completely chayev for the, it's like the nazir, when it's already yotzal yom ches, even by tumah he needs to bring another, even when the carbon's only coming for tumah. Once it's completed, the parasha, then it has to be addressed separately. Meaning, once you already had a yediyah of that chet, you already became chayev achatas for that. So now this is already, there's a barrier, which even by tumah would be the barrier. The next case by nazir. So that's the halam is just a way of saying there was no barrier between these avers. They were all done. It's not the halam is not the point. The point is there was no barrier. Okay. So that's, I think, how we could, to learn the Gemara that there's a halamina that you become potter scot-free monetarily. No muchatois, that would be really a chiddush mavel al arayim to say that you'd be potter completely. Okay.
Why is the group of your
What? Because I wasn't yet, I don't need a barrier. What I need is, this obligation has not yet completed itself. I did Avera 1. I wasn't chayav to do anything about it yet. Then I did Avera 2. I wasn't chayav to do anything about it yet. As soon as there's a yediyah,
knowing that you did something wrong.
From an obligation standpoint, the only time I become chayav and achatas, we spoke about this last week, is the yediyah. So until you have that yediyah, okay. By the way, this answers many other questions. We find in halacha, just one last point, we find that if a person brings, we had this in Maseches Chum, that if a person brings, the Gemara has a shayla, remember we had with the Tchilos HaTziyuv, if you have a bird, we had this in Erechin, if you have a bird, and the bird is holding in between a yoina, you have to bring dafka when it's young. A tall, you have to bring when it's old. So what happens when it's in the middle? Right? Middle age crisis. Till today it's a crisis. The Gemara talks about the shayla. And you know, there's all kinds of shayla about middle ages. What are you? Are you young? Are you old? Are you something? Are you a bari or bifnei atzma? All those things are a debate in the Gemara. Tchilos HaTziyuv, which is what this is. So then the Gemara says, one side is it's young, one side is it's old, and one side is barrier. The Gemara then Chulin says, my nafkamina. The Gemara says, if you bring two of them, you bring a tar and a ben yoina at this middle age. So maybe, if it's either young or old, you yoitzi either way. You bring the kohen, the two, you take the two, you say here, one of them are good. The pigeon got to be young, right? The tar got to be old. I gave you two the same stage. Either it's young or it's old. If you say it's its own level, you're not yoitzi. If you say it's young or old, here it is, one of them is good. Frek Toysvis over there in Chum. Toysvis says, the Beis HaMikdash is not a pet shop. What are they going to do with it? The Kohen, what's the Kohen going to do? You brought him two birds, right? And now you're a Lamdan, you tell him, listen, it's either young or old, so one of them is good. He says, yeah, but I'm not talking to the bird's not talking to me, I don't know what the place I'm going. What am I supposed to do now? Put it in a birdcage. The Kohen can't be makrif either one. So Toysus asks, so what's going on? So Toysus gives an answer, which is like a Kodshim nuclear explosion. Toysus says, doesn't matter. Since you brought the Kohen something that's roif in a mizbeach, you're yaitzi your nether. Hear the Toysus? That's it. You're yaitze. So Reb Kivege there on the Gemara, he brings down a Mishnah Malach, a one-line Mishnah Malach, that Toysis forgot the first Mishnah in Kodshim. Kol azvachim shenizbuchu shaloi lishman ksherim v'leyolun l'baylim l'shem chayvim. What is that case? You brought a behemoth to the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen shechted it, but he didn't have in mind the right kavana, right? So now you got to bring another one. What do you mean? I thought as soon as I bring the Azora, by the bird, it's just sitting in the cage, and I'm talking. It's the bird's in the cage, and I walk away alarmed. And I gave the Beis HaMikdash. It's a joke. I scammed the Beis HaMikdash. I gave them something that's ready for them that they'll never be able to bring. They can't come after me anymore. Yeah. And the Mishnah says in Zvachim, you bring a Kohen, and it is ready for the Mizbech, and the Kohen brought it. He just had Shalei Lishma, you're not Yotzen. So the Mishnah Melech says, V'divrei HaToysis Tzrichim Talmud Meirei Shvachim. That's it. Don't work. But according to what I'm telling you now, it's very simple. The monetary obligation is completed, satisfied, as soon as you give it to the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen is the representative of the Beis HaMikdash, monetary. He's the cashier. Okay? So once I give him something, sorry for him, they can't come after me. They can't be mamashkin me. If the guy dies, they can't go to his yorshim. They can only go to the yorshim because there's a debt. There's an obligation. Everything's taken care of. I didn't say as Ritzvi and Kapora. This is the reverse of what we're talking about now. This is the reverse. Right now we're talking about having a Ritzvi without the debt being outstanding. Tosfos there is talking about the opposite. I'm just showing you, it's two groups. It's two categories. Tosfos says, you know what? You gave the Beis HaMikdash something that's worth from his Mizbeach. Monetarily, everything is done. I, the Kohen, is sitting there getting dizzy looking at the Torah and the Ben Yoyim. So be it. Now, when you come up to Shemayim, they say, I'll go after you. Okay, fine. But they can't use the system over here to go after you. Well, you're saying they need what? I'm done now. I'm off. Okay, we'll stop here.